Joining me in Cardio's afternoon news studio, Cardio News Channel 13 reporter Alexis Dominguez, with a story you might have seen some, would you say, promos or teases in our parlance about DNA. And DNA is such a big deal these days because it opens windows into your present, your past, way back into your family history. It really touches a lot of aspects of your life, especially for those of you who are curious. So, Alexis, how much time have you got invested in this story so far?
So really, I started working on this story probably in November last year. So it's been a couple months now. Definitely started as during Christmas time, a lot of people are getting these DNA kits, whether it's 23andMe, Ancestry, DNA or Ancestry.com. Those are, you know, some of the kits that you can get nowadays. So a lot of people get these as gifts because it's kind of cool to give someone the gift of finding out more about their past, their family, and just more about themselves really in general, because you can learn a lot of neat things. And I think we've seen a lot of stories of people, you know, finding awesome stories where they're reunited with family members they didn't know they had, or maybe someone was adopted and they were looking to find, you know, their adoptive parents or any siblings that they might have out there. So as you mentioned, these are very popular ways to kind of get into your family history and your family tree. But this story is not necessarily one you automatically think is, oh, that's awesome, that's such a great story. It's kind of one that you're like, huh. And it's kind of cool because, you know, the person we're talking to finds out something that she wasn't necessarily expecting. So these DNA kits can uncover family secrets as well. So a lot of times people do these hoping that, you know, or expecting a positive outcome. But our story kind of shows that you don't always get what you bargain for. And, you know, they say curiosity kills the cat, right?
Yes,
or killed the cat. And this is kind of like that. So it's something that somebody was curious about their background and then ended up finding out a little bit more.
The little bit more part is the thing that has me on the edge of my seat. We're going to have to wait until tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on Thursday night when you run the full story. And of course, it'll show up on Cardio.com right after that as well to get the full story and all the background. That's a lot of time you've invested in this very complex story. You know, Ancestry.com is an organization that you bring up. It's a very prevalent platform in my own family. My dad has been had been working on the family tree without the use of DNA, and uncovered some very interesting things about our family. And it goes back to the days of George Washington and the days of Benedict Arnold, and we have family connections to a guy like Benedict Arnold. And you have to look at that all these years later. 39th great-grandfather is somebody in the Revolutionary War. So you find out all kinds of interesting things. And as you say, there can be this downside. You can unlock the door to a mystery that you weren't expecting.
And, you know, when we look at my story, it's called DNA Dilemma, because we want to show that there is kind of that bit that isn't necessarily, you know, all that positive, because there are times where, like we mentioned, you find something that you didn't think it was going to go that way. And it isn't necessarily always life-changing, but in this case, we spoke to a Colorado Springs woman, and, you know, she told us it was definitely it turned her world upside down, is the words that she used. So you hear that and you're right. It's intriguing. So that's kind of what we're trying to do here. We want people to watch this because it's not something that happens in every family, but it's always something that you should keep in mind, because all these people do this for fun, but you don't know what you might get. And she even says, you know, a lot of people are doing these kinds of DNA tests, and they're doing it for fun, trying to find out, you know, their heritage, their ethnicity, their background. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you know, she just found out a little bit more, and something she wasn't necessarily expecting.
Alexis Dominguez, Caradillo News Channel 13 reporter, working on the story DNA Dilemmas since November of this last year. The story will air tomorrow night, Thursday, right here on Caradillo News Channel 13 at 10 o'clock. Alexis, thank you so much for your hard work, and I know a lot of us are going to learn a lot from that story.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to hear people's stories as well, so hopefully people share, you know, their kind of perspective on their DNA test if they took some as well. But thank you.
Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you.